Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
2 minutes 19 to go. Titans leading 32 points to 10. Sullivan shifts a long ball. And they just haven't been
so out of whack.
Yeah, they're so out of whack.
And, you know, people can say what they want about Corey Norman as a player, but he is a very good attack player, very good at organising, getting the shape ready. And that's what you've seen here. You've got Ben Hunt, which is not, that's not really his strength, and a young half in Jaden Sullivan. So they need to get all the boys back.
Yeah. Well, this game has had a lot of twists and turns in it. Been some huge performances this afternoon. Fifita's run over 100 metres, 111 metres. Fortuaker runs has run over 100. It's been a performance that they've been really proud of, the Titans.
Yeah.
Patrick Herbert.
Oh, hang on.
Patrick, you're on a high report for a high tackle.
Right.
Play the ball, let's go. Let's go. Come on, Blake. Go.
There's my man Blake Laurie. He's got plenty to say.
Stand now.
Hold. Herbert's on report. Go, so,
where the Titans go from here? You think? You reckon they?
Well, I think they've got the Dogs next week. They keep on winning. I mean,
hold,
the Titans draw. You know, like he's probably a little bit better than most.
And, yeah.
I mean, if they don't make the eight, that's a failure. But this performance, they just look that fraction better. They've started to get a bit of a rhythm there.
Six again. No, Jeff's got the jersey.
So there's six again. 43 seconds.
Get off!
And we know what we're dealing with now. It's been a good win by the Gold Coast Titans with 30 seconds to play. As Jay Wall, the big Jared Wallace, goes on to Tino. Stay with us because we'll be going to the Bulldogs Cronulla game straight after this at the conclusion. Dan Ganane and Gordon Tallis and the call team. Good part pickup from Wallace. 20 seconds to go as Peachy goes to the ground. Still going, Peachy. And St George, their second half has been putrid.
Yeah.
14-6 at half time. They've managed, they've absolutely leaked points. Shot down to seven. Here's your feeder. Beats one, beats two. Still going, David, trying to get down, and that's full time. Gets the upload. Mitch Rain holds up, goes to Peachy, grab a kick, played back, six again, Brimson with the ball, puts it on the toe, they come through, and that's Christmas. Full time. 32 points to 10. And a good game of football in the end if you're a Gold Coast Titans supporter. Jared Wallace got a double, Toby Sexton got one, Greg Marzu and David Fifita. Sexton perfect with the boots. Six from six. And Jordan Piera scored one. Ben Hunt scored one. Jack Bird, one from two. But when you look at completion rates of 82% for the Gold Coast Titans and 68% for St George,
yeah,
that speaks volumes. 31 missed tackles for the Dragons this afternoon. Not great. And they just won't hit it after half time. It was a poor performance from the second half.
Yeah, the missed tackles, the accumulation of the drop balls and coming out of their end and just coughing up the ball. I think Hook will be really angry about that. But, you know, they killed themselves. And look, to the credit of the Titans, they played some really expensive footy and managed to hold on to it as well. So that man there for feed will be happy and big confidence boost for him. But the Dragons, yeah, it's not looking like a bright future in the next few weeks.
What about the debutant, Toby Sexton, this afternoon? He did well. It looked, to me,
yeah,
quite amazing performance for a debutant.
Yeah, 20 years old, coming in to play in the halves, getting them a try, directing traffic. You know, it's great for him. It's great for his confidence. And when you're a young guy coming in to play your first game, getting a try and getting a win can be do wonders for you.
Jago on the sideline, they've obviously got the Dogs, but this is one of their better performances, and this puts them in the hunt for the eight now.
It definitely does. They're so hot and cold. They look so good 1 week and they look terrible the other week. They play the Bulldogs, then they play the Cowboys after that. So that's another extremely winnable match for them. And with such congestion in the top eight and that fight for that finals berth, for and against becomes so crucial. They started today minus 74. They wiped 22 points off that. So the Gold Coast can work on that for and against, maybe get it around the positive mark. That could essentially be an extra 2 points with those teams level in that race for the top eight to the finish line in September.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, they've got to keep on winning. At this time of the year, you've got to keep on winning. But anything other than a top eight finish for the Titans will be a disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. The only part of their game I'm worried about is their defence. And if they go out there and throw the ball around and they come up with a few errors and it backfires on them in huge games, that's it. You don't get another chance. But I think they've got the players, the coaching staff and the at the moment, their style's working. It'll be interesting to see if they get into the eight, how far they can go.
Well, how far? Like, to me, I mean, there's four teams that can win it. If we're really
four?
Thick, four.
Oh.
You don't think so?
Three.
South Sydney.
Yeah.
Penrith and Melbourne. That's it. You don't think Manly can do it?
No.
Manly can upset somebody, mate.
They can upset someone, yeah. But those are the three teams I'm looking at. But a lot's now going to depend on Nathan Cleary and his health, because looking at last night...
They were nothing without him.
They're nothing without him. And that's what the great players are.
Yeah, and it makes a big difference, doesn't it? A really good game of football here. Now, at the conclusion of this, we're going to go to the player today. There's going to be a couple of songs across the network, and at 4 o'clock we are going to join the second game, which will be the Bulldogs taking on the Cronulla Sharks. So much to like about what's going on in that landscape as well. But for here, the Gold Coast Titans were too good. 32 points to 10 on the Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard, and they completed at 82%. They had 9 errors. The possession was 54%, and they did it very, very well. They really, really went on with it. At 14 points to 6 at halftime, for them to absolutely go on with it like they did speaks volumes of the side. And Justin Holbrook needs to be congratulated, because that's their best performance in a long, long time for them. So a good result, which keeps them alive. If we have a look now and have a look at where this ladder looks, it obviously gets us in a way better understanding now, this league live ladder. The Gold Coast Titans sit 1 win out of the 8 now, and St George. So a good result, and if we're just joining us, it was a big weekend as the Raiders went back into the 8, 12-10. The Roosters defeated the Knights 28-8. The Cowboys took the Storm all the way to the end at 20 points to 16. The Rabbitohs, too good yesterday with the Warriors, 60 points to 20. The Seagulls, 44-24. And then last night, it was the Panthers 18, the Broncos 12. And today, in the second last game at Cbus, Titans 32, Dragons 10. Now, we're going to go to the Bulldogs and Sharks match. That's due to kick off at 4 o'clock. But for now, Melbourne lead on the ladder at 34, equal with Penrith. South Sydney at 32. Parramatta at 28. The Sydney Roosters at 24. From all of us here at Cbus for the first game, we're going to leave you with the player of the day. Till next time, it's bye for now.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Here's David again. Fafita. Fafita. Hoffler. And Mark Hughes scores. Wowee. Wow, he's making a meal of them now.
Triple M NRL. Game highlights.
Comes across to Sexton. Grab a kick. Played at. Picked up. Now offside. Tarek Simsy. You're offside, big fella. I don't know what else you're supposed to do. Toby Sexton is going to take this kick, and he's directly in front. Sexton, crossfield kick, high kick. Proctor goes up. Knock on. Knock pick on. Up. Play right. The ball. Wallace is going to score. Oh, well, they've made a meal of that, St George. Holds up. Hunt. Flat pass to Laurie, and he's brought down in a good tackle as well. Had to be made. Oh, good football at the moment from both teams. Left they go. Holds up the ball. Ben Hunt scores. Ball. Great ball.
Capella.
Capella put a great pass on the chest of Benny Hunt. The open side is the right-hand side. Sexton holds up. Long pass to Fafita. Fafita beats one. Fends off. Fafita. 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 Oh, and try. Got there.
he just threw off three blokes.
So George doing all the work defensively at the moment. They're now 12 metres out. Open side is the right. Sexton comes out the back. Brimson. Here's David again. Fafita. Offload. And Mark Hughes scores. Wowee. Wow, he's making a meal of them now. David Fafita. They're now 8 metres out. And he's brought down on this western side of the field. The open side is the right. That's the way they head. They hold up. Comes across. Jolliffe. Offload. Offload. Oh. Wallace scores. He held it on a fingertip. Jared Wallace gets a double this afternoon. Wallace with the ball and he's knocked it on. Oh, hang on. Sexton's got the ball and scored. He said it's gone backwards, has he? Well, Grant Atkins is going to point to the spot. Wow. Oh, here's Piera now down the touchline. Piera.
Can he finish it?
Oh. Yes, he can.
Oh, he's not bad.
He scored. He beat him on pace, didn't he? St. George score late in the game, full time. 32 points to 10.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.